We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm just so grateful to be able to share with you today my special guest, Father Roy Tverdyk. You have to say how to say your last name, Father Roy. It's a little tricky.
Yeah, a little tricky. We sent all our vowels to Italy. So we don't have so many. I have one in a three-syllable name, so it's Tverdyk.
Tverdyk. Welcome, Father Roy. So, Father Roy, it's been a long time, a long journey. We've known each other for a very long time. And I was thinking about a couple of significant events that just come immediately to my mind. Was one when we teamed up to minister to parents whose children had been died by suicide. That was an amazing night. I remember that very clearly. And the other is when our dear friend Bernadette took a group of us into Manhattan. We had a guest from Tanzania at the time, and she wanted to show in Manhattan. And we went in and we went to the World Trade Center. And you started to share stories with us. So for those that are listening from other countries, when I say the World Trade Center, we're talking about that worldwide event, really known all across the world, of 9/11, on 9/11, the tragedy in America, in Manhattan. And I know even, Father Roy, we traveled right after that in Bridge for Peace. We traveled to Australia for a mission, and the people were crying. People would come up to us crying, saying they couldn't believe something like that could happen to America. And everywhere we went, there were signs, America, we support you. So I remember when we arrived there that day, you had so many stories to tell of how the Lord had positioned you at the time to be his hands and his feet and his heart of love. And I thought, this being September here in New York, I know that event is on so many of our minds. And I was wondering if you would share a bit of your story and what happened for you on that day that we will never forget.
Well, it's many years ago now. Amazing that this much time has passed. But certainly remember like yesterday. I was invited to teach at my alma mater, St. John's University, in 2001 and September. And I was doing a mission down in Carolina that week. And when the event took place on that Tuesday, I was still down in the Carolina, in South Carolina, in Charleston. And we heard about the first plane and then the second plane and knew that, of course, it's some kind of attack. And when the buildings came down, I was my friend was on the priest board for the diocese, and we were with the bishop and all his fellow Carolinian priests. And I was in the TV room watching, and I just started screaming, you know, my God, look at this. Oh, my God. So this little nun came in, and she yelled at me. She said, sit down, sit down. I'm like, I can't sit down. Look what's happening. Look, she had no idea. And so she got the bishop, and it turns out we ended up having a mass immediately for all the casualties and for all the people. So it was very shocking. I took the bus back since all the flights were down. And I got back up to New York, and the first thing I saw was the Pentagon going through Washington, D.C., and you know, we looked at it. I said, no, so this is real. This really did happen. And so I got back to New York, and I started school the following Monday at St. John's. And St. John's is situated on Hillside, so you got a good view of Manhattan. Literally from my classroom, I saw the smoke still coming up off the pile. And so I walked into the class, and there were 60 kids from every corner of the world. I had no idea. And my program was supposed to be world religions in New York. And I took it as a, okay, this will be nice. You know, we'll do a little world religions and all this will be kind of a nice little class. And then I walk in there, and the kids are just white knuckled on the seats. They just can't believe we're going to talk about religion in New York. And so it turned out to be quite a moment there to, you know, get a handle on what this means. And I really, at that point, didn't know much about Islam, and I knew a little bit, but, you know, what's going on here? What is this about? And the more I learned, the more I was confused and upset and like, what is this? This is not just something that happened on 9/11 per se. It's also it's a 1400 year, not a very happy history, you know, for all these years between Islam and Christianity. So, but we had Muslim kids in my class, and we, you know, went through the class. I'm not going to go into all the details, but it worked out well enough, you know, I think for sure, with respect and all the good stuff that can happen in a classroom. And the other things that took place is they were asking for priests to go to the site, and to we had three shifts of priests, and two priests on each shift, 24/7. And our job was to bless the body parts that came off the pile. So it was quite moving, quite profound. And I also was able to lead the service that when you had the changing of candles that stood outside these trucks that was the temporary morgue, was containing all the body parts. And so there was, it's interesting, the Jews had, I think, two rabbis or religious people. I don't know if they were all rabbis. And sitting there 24/7, they stayed perpetually to guard to be, you know, be with the body parts and the bodies. So it was really dramatic, of course. I was able, in a lull, kind of a quiet time, the fire marshal, whoever he was there, he said, "You want to go up on the mound?" So I was able to see, you know, the place, you know, the whole, like, we did the whole circle. And I was so struck by of course, the disaster of the whole thing. It was just amazing. And all the buildings around, every building had been sheared and, you know, broken and scraped by all the falling debris off the tower. And I was literally above looking down on Trinity Church. And I looked at the church. I said, "What? The church is unharmed, totally unharmed." I said, "Is that incredible?" He says, "Yeah, the fireman," he says, "yeah, we think it's pretty amazing too that that wasn't even touched." So it gave a little bit of hope to people who were on the pile. I knew one guy pretty well that died that day. He was a fireman in the parish where I was. And then a few other friends had relatives, well, actually a lot, about six or eight of them had relatives that they lost. And so it was a very, you know, sad day that this terrible tragedy and violence could happen. And so, you know, we've certainly made our way through all these years now, and certainly people want to heal and want to move forward. So it was a little dramatic moment. It felt like I did give some blessings to people, and they're not many recognizable, of course. And so there you are. That was quite a profound moment.
Thanks for sharing that, Father Roy, because, you know, of course, we have so many heroes, as we know. And of course, being in New York, we all know people who have died there. And there's so much of the heroes who absolutely the firemen, the policemen, all the emergency people. But, you know, I think it's important that we just know that the God also sent in his people. In the sense of the rabbis being there, you know, the ministers, the priests were there. We hear that much about that, and that you played a very difficult role. You know, it was a courageous role to be there, as you're saying. And I know it can be disturbing to many people, but it's a reality that there were, as you say, body parts that they were, and that you were there, you were blessing them. I know you had said that a rabbi was there blessing. No one knew what the faith was of these people, but there was an honoring of each one as an individual. And I think it's an important story. You know, even as we're praying today, put on the armor of God in Ephesians says, put on the armor of God. You only put on the armor if you're going into a battleground. You know, you don't put on the armor if you're sitting in the fortress, you know, sitting.
Yeah. God
says, put on the armor of God because he calls us to be in these places, the place where you were. I think that's an inspiration to all of us. It was not an easy place to be in, but you were called by the Lord to be there and you responded to the call. And as you're saying, you know, and I know you're a minimalist, you know, saying I got to bless a few people. I know you for a long time, but the reality is you don't even know what it meant to people to see you there with a collar on, you know?
Yeah. The all the firemen and the police, you know, were very thankful for coming, and it was really an honor, of course, to be there and to serve in whatever way. And then to go to the firehouses, I went to a lot of the different firehouses in the area and just wanted to say hello, how are you all doing? And, you know, let them talk.
And I think it's that.
And pray.
Yeah. And even today, I know people that just do the same thing. You know, we don't have a tragedy of that magnitude here, but I know people that just go into the police department and thank them, you know, as Christians. They say, we want to thank you for what you're doing for us on a daily basis, and even bring them, they bring donut gift cards, Father Roy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bring donut gift cards. But just the idea to thank the people that are on the front line. You know, our friend in Nepal, he heard the Lord say to him, fire departments are open 24/7. Hospitals are open 24/7. What about prayer? All emergency services are there 24/7 in the world. What about prayer? So I want to encourage everyone who's listening to Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations today, that we all have a part to play. Father Roy, you had a very dramatic part and you answered a difficult call. It was a very difficult, many people couldn't answer the call that you answered, but that is individualized, that the Lord selects, the Lord chooses, the Lord calls, and we have a choice to respond to that. And that's what I really want to encourage everyone who's listening today, who's hearing your story, Father Roy, and how you were already prepared by the Lord. It wasn't say, okay, let's get ready for this now. God had been already preparing you for it. And for everyone who's listening today, God's preparing you for something special, something necessary for you to be his hands and feet on this earth. So it might be intimidating. I'm sure that you felt some intimidation, Father Roy. Might be intimidating, but I'm asking you to step forward in the name of Jesus and glorify his name in whatever the call is for you today. Father, we've got really 58 seconds. Would you just give a prayer for those that are listening to encourage them?
Well, one thing I would just remind people, when you do see an ambulance or somebody in trouble, even if you're not going to get personally involved, it's so important to just assist them, assist everybody with our prayers. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the gifts that you give us, the gift of our life, the gift of our faith. Help us to continue to share our faith and our hope and our love with all those we meet, and even those we only see from afar. As we pray together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Roy, for being with us today. I'm Annette Eckhart for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.